Swing into the baseball season with Vivid Seats and score tickets to all the hottest matchups. Vivid Seats gives you great deals on tickets because being a diehard fan deserves to be rewarded. Vivid Seats, real rewards for real fans.
Go on, give us a smile. Go on, you know you want to. Well, if it's that bad, maybe you need a bit of help from G4 by Golpa. G4 by Golpa can give you brand new, permanent teeth in just 24 hours. They'll give you a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Make your appointment today at yourteeth.com. That's yourteeth.com and save yourself $1,000 just by mentioning this podcast. G4 by Golpa. Powered by technology. Inspired by patience.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I'm old enough now to where I start to see this cycle, my friends, of the left-wingers just bringing back stuff, hoping the next generation will be stupid enough not to know what has happened in the past, and that our adults were stupid enough not to teach them about what happened in the past, so that they can just basically impose their left-wing craziness unopposed, as they typically do. One of the phenomenon that is starting to make its return is this man-made global warming, climate change BS. And they're making a full-blown push. It's basically all hands on deck to implement left-wing extremism, because I think the left-wing knows that in short order, there's going to be a problem. In short order, people are going to start saying, well, wait, you did what? And you did why? And you violated which parts of the Constitution to do it? I mean, frankly, folks, Joe Biden was found by a court to have violated the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. You got the governor of New Mexico suspending the Second Amendment just willy-nilly because she thinks she can, by declaring an emergency. Wait a minute, we get to abandon the Constitution because of an emergency declaration? I don't think so. So now here comes the man-made global warming stuff again, and data-driven man-made global warming skeptics are coming out of the woodwork to dispense some wisdom on this, hoping the next generation will wake up and listen. Have a listen to this.
You've all heard the news. Climate change is destroying your future. Carbon dioxide is accumulating in the atmosphere. Global warming is killing the Great Barrier Reef. But there's more to this story. Over the last decade, total global emissions declined. Deaths from natural disasters have diminished to a few hundred a year in the United States, even as the global population quadrupled over the last century. They've declined internationally by over 90%. The Great Barrier Reef recorded the highest amount of coral in 36 years, and maybe longer, because that's the amount of time that we've been studying and measuring. How come nobody is saying that?
Because it doesn't work to the benefit politically of the Democrat Socialist Party, because they're trying to use the climate scare. The climate cult is trying to scare the daylights out of you so you'll give up your rights voluntarily. And that's exactly the bottom line of what it's all about, kids. Here's John Kerry articulating basically what I just said, that it's all about eliminating mankind's ability to stand up against organized, all-powerful government. Listen.
They flatly deny what is happening to our planet and what we must do to save it. They incite a movement against what they falsely label climate change fanaticism. So now, humanity is inexorably threatened by humanity itself.
So it's humans who are the problem. Yeah, our existence is the problem. And you folks know about the depopulation movement. They say it's man that is the cancer of the planet, so man has got to be removed. There's also a control component that I already made reference to. you know, 9 billion people on the planet. Kind of hard to control if you're a ruling elitist class like John Kerry. But if there are fewer of us, then and we're more isolated, it's a bit easier to control mass populations. And then how do you do that? Well, you start planting these seeds in our children at very young ages. Here's the failed border czar, Horizontal Harris.
So you look at, for example, young voters. I've been traveling the country meeting with our young leaders who in particular are talking to me about the climate crisis. They turned me on to a term I had not heard before. I said, tell me how you all are thinking about the climate crisis. And they shared with me a term, climate anxiety. They're concerned about their future in almost a doomsday fear.
Yeah, who's been spreading that doomsday fear? You leftists. You left-wingers have been cramming our children's heads full of this anxiety, so they'll pressure mommy and daddy into doing things that are not in the child's or mommy and daddy's best interests. The kids come home and say, we must give up our freedoms, we must give our liberties, I'm just sick about it. And mommy and daddy say, okay, little Johnny, okay, little Susie, we'll go ahead and abandon our beliefs and abandon our freedoms and give Kamala Harris, Camilla Harris, whatever her pronunciation is, you know, if it's Stevie Wonder, it's Camilla Harris, so we know it's not racist. Anyway, hey, you got to give up all of your high quality living, so and give all your power over to these bureaucrats, these officials elected and unelected, so they could rule over your lives, and then you'll save the planet, which is utter BS.
About what might be within a couple of decades of now. They are concerned about whether they should have children, whether they should own, even try to buy a home, because what does the future hold for that prospect?
Right, because you people, you left-wingers, have contaminated their minds. You're the ones that are scaring the daylights out of them, Camilla Harris, Stevie Wonder pronunciation. You're the one that's scaring the daylights out of them so they can't get a good night's sleep thinking that the destruction of the planet is right around the corner. Frankly, it is. The further we listen to or adopt the policies of the Democrat Socialist Party. There are some people, though, rising up, folks, even in countries like Australia, which is, like us, very much under attack. But their conservative underpinnings are helping Australians cut through all the crap.
So I did as the government asked, and I looked at the science when it came to climate change. And this is what I found. According to government figures, Australia is producing 499 million metric tons of carbon dioxide per year. But what I also found is that one mature tree will absorb 48 pounds or 21.77 kilograms of carbon dioxide per year. And Australia currently has 24 billion standard sized trees, absorbing 453 million metric tons of carbon dioxide per year.
So I know there's a lot of numbers there, folks. What you got to know is, the more trees we have, the more CO2 they gobble up. Plants need CO2 to survive. There's no accident that there is a greening effect in places like China and India where CO2 is abundant, right? There's a 15% increase in vegetation, which means more vegetation, which means more oxygen that is being liberated into the atmosphere and more CO2 that is gobbled up by the plants, not to mention bigger crop yields and more people being fed. So that's what's actually happening. So the idea that we would starve the planet of CO2, starve our plants of CO2, and then thus starve ourselves out of oxygen is the very doomsday scenario the socialists, the Democrats, and the Marxists have planned for us.
And that's just trees. Doesn't include any other plant life. And particularly, doesn't include mangroves. And mangroves will absorb 50 times more carbon dioxide per year than a standard-sized tree. So why is the government hell-bent on cutting down trees in order to install solar farms when it seems quite obvious from the science that nature has already provided the solution to the problem?
Yeah. Why indeed? And why do we have to ignore the big ball of light in the sky? Why do we have to ignore basic science that we've been taught since fifth grade chemistry or biochemistry or biology? Plants eat CO2 and liberate oxygen. Folks, I've known this all my life, and it's basic science that we're being told, oh, you have to ignore. Here's Dr. Patrick Moore reaffirming the science of CO2. Listen to this.
One of my missions is to turn on its head the idea that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and somehow dangerous, when in fact it is the most important nutrient for all life on Earth, and without it this would be a dead planet. So I say not only is carbon dioxide good, it is essential, and it's a good thing that we are putting some more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere because it was running low before we came along.
Ooh.
If we had definitive proof that CO2 was causing serious problems and we could prove it, don't you think they would write that down on a piece of paper somewhere so people could read it?
Yeah, don't you think so? Don't you think they would? But they don't. Don't you think that if communist China and all of their, what, average of over now, one coal-fired plant a week was destroying the planet, the Democrats would be howling the loudest, we got to go in there and shut down their planet killers. Oh, but they're not. They're not. Not by force. No. Communist China and India get to belch CO2 out of the atmosphere, into the atmosphere, all they want. It's American CO2 the left-wingers are targeting.
They don't have definitive proof, period, in science. I'm a student of the philosophy and history of science, and I know that the scientific method has not been applied in such a way as to prove that carbon dioxide is causing the Earth to warm.
Do you think in a few years, say 50 years from now, people go, that was a really stupid period in our history when we tried to change all our energy policies to cut this gas?
I am firmly of the belief that the future will show that this whole hysteria over climate change was a complete fabrication.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we're around, because the way it's going, folks, none of us are going to be around to realize the mistake, because of Democrats, because of Marxists, because of socialists. Rachel Matthews, a British citizen, fancied herself to be one of these left-wing crazy people, one of these environmentalist whack jobs, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them. And then she started looking, she did something. You got to give her credit, folks. Unlike most of your common left-wingers out there who don't know their rear end from a hole in the ground, she actually started researching, going, wait a minute, how are we exactly generating these solar panels? How are we generating these lithium battery packs to power cars? And she started looking into the technology that the Democrats and the leftists and the Marxists want to convert us into. And she made some startling discoveries.
I've been a supporter of green energy and a keen environmentalist since my 20s. My office is solar powered, so I was mortified to discover that a single lithium mine causes millions of tons of waste every year, laced with sulfuric acid and radioactive uranium, polluting the water supply for 300 years, not to mention the unacceptable human costs with child labor to mine cobalt. When I researched which solar panel to purchase, I did not for 1 minute consider it would be made by people trapped in razor wire enclosed labor camps.
Yeah. How many of your left-wing pals say, you know what, it's, you know, a little slavery is good to make sure I have my solar panels. And did you catch the radioactive waste? Folks, the ratio, and we looked into this, the ratio is for every ton of rare earth minerals, you're getting thousands upon thousands of tons of waste, some of it radioactive, polluting the water table and making Earth uninhabitable. Not to mention the fact the Democrats and the leftists and the Marxists are strip mining the Earth. They're strip mining the Earth to get these rare earth minerals. Yes, and they're enslaving people to do it. Oh, but they're so kind. Aren't they?
Being exposed to large quantities of quartz dust, which causes silicosis. Please note that the Ethical Consumer Organization report that it is hard to avoid forced labor in the solar panel supply chain. Wind turbines, which last about 20 years, consume a colossal amount of resources and energy to manufacture and install, not to mention the blight and bird kill. They require diesel engines to start them up, and then gallons of oil to lubricate, and they can't readily be recycled. Solar panels are also extremely difficult to recycle, costing more than the production of the panel. And lithium batteries pose steep challenges too.
Yeah, by the way, that's also the same thing for lithium batteries. We did a special on Newsmax called The Climate Cult. And The Climate Cult exposed that it's cheaper to make new batteries than it is to recycle them. So all of those contaminants, all of those materials that are bad for the water table, bad for the earth, Mother Nature, they go back into the water table, and because it's cost prohibitive to recycle these things. In other words, the technology isn't there, my friends, to make this whole battery powered, electric powered nonsense come to life and to be viable. It's just not there.
Add to that the human suffering, which we've all unwittingly been part of just by owning a laptop or mobile phone, which is minimal compared to what's required for an EV or solar farm. These so-called green or ethical solutions aren't solutions at all. Just very good marketing from the $1.5 trillion a year climate change industry. That's $4 billion a day, by the way. None of us can undo what's already been done, but what we can all do is make sure this doesn't escalate exponentially with fleets of unnecessary EVs and acres of solar farms eating up our precious farmland.
But that's where we're going. That's where we're going. Don't forget, more electric appliances, vehicles, and such, the easier it is to control a population, because all you got to do is just turn off the power. Oh, you didn't vote the right way. Sorry, you can't have electricity this month. You don't think it'll happen, folks? I'm seeing Democrats do things today, as we mentioned off the top. Joe Biden is openly violating the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Lujan Grisham, the New Mexico governor, openly defying the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. These people don't care about the rule of law or your rights. We expanded on this in a preamble. You can find it on Rumble. It's called America's Cultural Rebellion. America's Cultural Rebellion. I encourage you to check it out and share it. Also share this podcast as well, because this one's important, folks. We cannot allow the Democrats, socialists, the leftists to destroy this planet. That's precisely what they're doing. They're destroying the planet. They're destroying human existence on this planet. And left unchecked, that's precisely what they're going to do. And they can't be allowed to do it under the guise of their religion of man-made global warming. We expand on this conversation coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
My next guest is not only somebody who's credible on the weather, but also a mind reader. It turns out he's writing about my first question tangentially here, and we'll talk to him about it. Tom Harris has 45 years experience as a mechanical engineer, project manager, science and technology communicator, and advisor to Canada's parliament. He taught climate change and earth science perspective, a second year course at Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada. And for the past 24 years, has been working with a team of scientists and engineers to promote a sensible approach to climate change and our energy supply. Mr. Harris, welcome back.
Hey, nice to be on, Chris.
Glad to have you here. So let's look, I'm going to play a soundbite for you because this is, you're writing about the Republicans on the debate stage the other night and how they really are useful idiots when it comes to man-made global warming, the hoax. I know that it is.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to play for something for you from somebody who's not a dupe. This is a conservative senator. His name is Senator Kennedy. And I want you to listen to the whole soundbite because it's worthwhile. Then I have a question for you. Here's Senator Kennedy grilling the Deputy Energy Secretary of the United States. God help us all. Listen.
If we spend $50 trillion to become carbon neutral in the United States of America by 2050, you're the Deputy Secretary of Energy. Give me your estimate of how much that is going to reduce world temperatures.
So first of all, it's a net cost. It's what benefits we're having from getting our act together and reducing all of those climate benefits. We're seeing.
Let me ask again. Maybe I'm not being clear. If we spent $50 trillion to become carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States of America, how much is that going to reduce world temperatures?
This is a global problem. So we need to reduce our emissions and we need to do everything we can.
How much, if we do our part, is it going to reduce world temperatures?
So we're 13% of global emissions.
You don't know, do you? You don't know, do you?
You can do the math. We need to.
You don't know, do you, Mr. Secretary?
So we're 13% of global
emissions. If you know, why won't you tell me?
If we went to zero, that would be 13%.
You don't know, do you? You just want us to spend $50 trillion. And you don't have the slightest idea whether it's going to reduce world temperatures.
Mr. Harris, why can't this deputy energy secretary, such as he is, why can't he answer Senator Kennedy's question?
Because he probably doesn't know the answer. And if he does know the answer, he doesn't want to give it. Because Gina McCarthy, for example, she gave an answer. It was several hundredths of a degree. It was really tiny for her plans. And of course, people immediately lashed into her because they said, so we're paying, $umpty-dum billion for fractions of a degree change. And she said, oh, yes, but it's because we are going to set an example. We're going to lead the world. So, this is virtue signaling to the rest of the world. It has nothing to do with real climate change. Here in Ottawa, Canada, for example, believe it or not, our city of 1 million people wants to spend $57 billion. And the actual temperature change that would occur if Ottawa ceased to exist is 1/10,000th of a degree by the year 2100. So none of these politicians want to actually say the numbers. They probably don't know in this case. But if they did, they sure as heck don't want to say it. Because, I did a little bit of arithmetic. And you say, well, let's see, if $57 billion, that'll reduce temperature by 1/10,000th of a degree. Environmentalists want to reduce temperatures by perhaps 3 degrees, or at least avoid a 3-degree rise. What would that cost? Well, it's in the quadrillions of dollars. I mean, it's just completely insane. And so consequently, none of them, those who actually do know the numbers, none of them want to say it.
Yeah. And of course, with that reduction in temperatures comes a loss of food production. Comes a loss of human life, which at this point is incalculable. And again, we played a soundbite earlier from John Kerry, who basically said that he believes humanity is the problem, saying the quiet part out loud. They want to get rid of human beings off the planet because, 9 billion is really hard to manage by a centralized government. And I think that's the genesis of all of this. It's control. Let me ask you about your article that you have pending. What you thought about the so-called candidates for president on stage on the Fox debate?
Well, the only one who gave sensible answers that were truly conservative and worthy of a Republican president was Vivek Ramaswamy. I guess that's how you pronounce his name.
Yep.
He gave very, very sensible answers. He said three times, he said, the climate change agenda is a hoax. That's perfect because, of course, it is a hoax. I mean, we're talking about a 1.1 degree Celsius rise since 1880 when, that's such a small change that you wouldn't even notice it in your entire lifetime. And yet there was a 50% rise in carbon dioxide. So obviously the atmosphere is not very sensitive to carbon dioxide, that's for sure. So, and he went on to talk about the importance of drilling and, you know, building nuclear stations, really solid energy sources. So, you know, in my article, which will be in AmericaOutloud.com in a day or two, I gave him an A+ because he was really quite wonderful. And, you know, the thing I was thinking, Chris, is imagine if he were the VP candidate along with Trump. You'd have both of them saying that, and it would be really quite wonderful.
And has the virtue of actually being factual, too. Folks, we're having a conversation with Tom Harris, 45 years experience as a mechanical engineer, project manager, science and technology communicator, and advisor to Canada's parliament. Is man's CO2 emissions capable of global climate change according to the science?
Well, it does cause a small amount of change, but, you know, it's very much like painting the wall of a barn red. The first coat of paint gives you almost all your color. The later coats don't really do much. They give you more resilience. You see, William Happer from Princeton University, he has done some really outstanding work, and he shows that we're very close to the atmosphere being saturated with carbon dioxide, because a greater increase, you know, doubling or even tripling of CO2 from today's levels would cause very little temperature change. And the point he makes is that, look, when you go from zero to, let's say, 100 parts per million, yeah, you do get a significant climate change. But by the time you get to where we are now, which is 420 parts per million, our barn is already painted red. And we could double CO2, and it would cause, in his opinion, and I agree with him, it would cause very, very little change. At very most, you know, we might see a degree rise. But as you pointed out earlier, you know, warming is a good thing. I mean, across the world, there's 20 times more people who die from cold weather than from hot weather. And so as a and of course, similarly, our agriculture benefits. You know, it's funny, I was, as you say, an advisor in the House of Commons in Canada, and they had a representative from the World Bank who came and showed a map to the MPs in this big presentation of productivity of Canada in the year 2100 if we didn't stop climate change. And, you know, the MPs were all, ooh, wow, that looks bad. And I put up my hand and I said, hey, that looks really great for Canada, because we can farm now right to James Bay, maybe even Hudson's Bay. And dead silence, because you're not supposed to notice that. But,
yeah.
But it's true.
Well,
I mean,
see,
especially for a country like Canada.
And that's a benefit to humankind. And that's, I think that's the agenda of the worldwide left, the Bill Gates of the world. They believe that humankind is the blight on the planet. And if we weren't here, or maybe there were less of us so that centralized planners could govern our lives, every aspect of our lives, then we would be at harmony with the globe. It's a bunch of sick nonsense that these people have been taught since they've been coming out of college.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, if you look at the environmental movement, there are different factions there that are pretty extreme. There's one group called the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement.
Good grief.
And they literally want to see humans become extinct by not having children. So, I mean, it's funny, when I first heard of the group, I thought, well, that wouldn't last for long. If they all killed themselves, that group would disappear. But what they want to do is have nobody have any children, because they believe that humanity has to go so that nature can return to its natural state. So I always ask these people, well, if humans aren't natural, like, are we supernatural?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, do we get planted here?
It's ridiculous.
I know. Well, you know, not only that, you have an example of their mindset already being implemented, and they did so in communist China with their one-child policy, and now they are facing a demographic bomb, which is about ready to go off in the next 10 years, and that's why they're so belligerent now, because they're they're at the height of their power. And they've got to strike now because they have diminishing returns because they basically killed their own population off with their war on babies. And of course, the Democrats want to do the same to us here. Tom Harris, 45 years experience as a mechanical engineer and a project manager, science and technology communicator. He's our guest. So you and my answer or your answer to my question about whether or not CO2 can run the entire climate of the planet, we have a negligible impact compared to man's contribution to overall CO2 levels. I am fascinated.
Oh, yeah.
I am fascinated by the left wing says, well, it's CO2 that's killing the planet, they say. It's CO2 that is driving so-called extinction of mankind, which is demonstrably not true. but they say it's up to the West to basically get rid of its carbon-based economies. But they say, in the same breath, we don't want China or India, the ones who arguably put CO2 in the air, the most irresponsible with heavy particulate matter and pollution, actual pollution, into the air. They don't want to do a thing about the communists. What's your scientific read on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because underlying the Paris Agreement is something called the Framework Convention on Climate Change. And what it does is it gives an out clause to both China and India. Mm-hmm. It says point blank that in Article 4, actually, it says that the first and overriding priority of developing countries is poverty alleviation and development, which, of course, makes sense. And so what's going to happen is come 2030, when China is supposed to cap its emissions, according to the Paris Agreement, they're going to say, no, 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 we don't have to do that because there's an out clause in the underlying treaty, which is the basis of all UN climate work. So they're going to actually, now they're double the United States, they're going to be triple the United States in emissions.
Yep.
And of course, carbon dioxide doesn't care where it comes from. I mean, if it were a problem.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is the AOC science. American CO2 kills the planet, but communist China's CO2 is wonderful for the planet. See,
actually, the truth is all CO2 is wonderful for the planet.
That's science. Yeah, see, you're talking actual science, Mr. Harris. She's talking political science because she's an avowed socialist. She's an avowed leftist. So that's my point in asking that question was it reveals the depravity of the other side.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's interesting. Patrick Moore, Dr. Patrick Moore, he's an ecologist. He was one of the founders of Greenpeace.
Yep.
And he changed positions. He's now on our board, actually. And he says that humanity saved life on Earth. Because
yes,
if you look at the last 50 million years, CO2 was dropping to a point where, you know, not too distant in the future, we would see CO2 go to levels at 150 parts per million where life would start to die.
Right.
And so he actually shows this graph. And yeah, as I say, he's a PhD in ecology. And he says we saved life on Earth by boosting CO2.
We have had a greening of the planet as CO2 levels have risen. And the greening is primarily taking place in places like China. Greening, for all of you left-wingers out there, greening is good, you keep on telling us. And yeah, those with a high CO2 concentration in their atmosphere are seeing more results. And you lefties want to do the exact opposite. I'm forced to wonder why. Mr. Harris, I've got one more question for you. Leftists claim that going all electric is going to save the planet. And they say that we have to stop using abundant, cheap and clean burning efficient fuels like natural gas. Is that scientifically or politically based a claim? Is going all electric going to save the planet?
No, not at all, because of course the electricity has to be generated somehow, and to a large extent we would still be using coal and natural gas to generate the electricity. You know, it's funny, the wind turbines they use to make to make electricity, these come from China and they're made with coal. So yeah, you're not really going to save any CO2 anyways. The other thing, of course, Chris, is that if you're only using natural gas for backup when there's no wind, then it's very inefficient. The plant has to go up and down and up and down. It's kind of like driving down the road, going 1 mile an hour, then 50 miles an hour, then 10 miles an hour. Your gas efficiency is terrible. And that, of course, would apply to the backup to wind and solar because they're not consistent. So no, this is a terrible solution. Electricity systems break down all the time. Natural gas systems never break down. So it would also massively reduce our energy security.
Yes, and governments can find it a lot easier to switch off your electric power and everything to your home. It's a lot harder to shut off gas to your home. Much easier for governments to exert control if you're all electric. And that's something that freedom lovers ought to consider. Tom Harris, everybody. Sir, I appreciate your time. And if folks want to figure out what you're about and where they can support your work or find out more of your work, where can they go?
Yeah, they can just go to icsc-climate.com.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much for the visit. Appreciate it. And with that, the Salcedo Storm podcast dealing with so-called climate change, the religion of man-made global warming, it comes to an end. Folks, do me a favor. Pay a visit to a couple of websites, please. First one is Texas Scorecard, texasscorecard.com. That's where you go for up-to-the-minute coverage of the Paxton impeachment, up-to-the-minute coverage of anything that's happening big in Texas that can also be impacting the rest of the nation. Also, check out chrissalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, on KSEV, the voice of Texas, morning talk radio, and also on the Chris Salcedo Show in the afternoon on Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, I want you to remember something. Remember, a society's worth, it is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
North Texas Giving Day is the largest single giving day in the country and the perfect opportunity for you to join fellow North Texans in making an impact right here in the community. It's simple, meaningful, and easy to get involved. Visit NorthTexasGivingDay.org to find your passion. Then, give with purpose. September 21st. Be part of a movement of the online giving event designed to empower every person to give back to their community. Get inspired. Make a gift. Make a difference. Visit NorthTexasGivingDay.org for details.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, a top 10 university for online bachelor's programs. Tap to learn more or visit us at asuonline.asu.edu.